So we finish with Parshas Pora, showing how Parshas Pora is plugged into this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. He's all knows in Likutei Halachos. He takes a concept in Likutei Moran, a chapter in Likutei Moran, and shows how a halacha in Shulchan Aruch is related to it. And then sometimes he'll go off on tangents and show you how the whole holiday of Purim and everything related to it is all plugged into the concept in Likutei Moran that Rabbi Nizal spoke about over there. V'zeo b'chinas parshas achoidesh u kiddush achoidesh. That's the concept of what we read the following Shabbos, after Parshas Poro, which is Parshas Achoidesh, where we read about the mitzvah of kiddush achoidesh, declaring the new moon. Shehu b'chinas milui hayoreach, which is related to the fullness of the moon. B'chinas v'hoyo oyer halavona koyer hachamot. There's a pasuk that says that there's going to come a time when the light of the moon is going to become equal to the light of the sun. Shehu bechinas hachnoas moirei eish v'hizgabrus moirei or. This represents the lessening, weakening of the fire and brightening of the light. Shehim bechinas oir hachama. Light is the light of the sun. The moon typically is called moirei eish because the moon functions at night when you need fire. When you have fire, you know, to lead you the way. Choshech, in other words, Eish is synonymous. Eish is the opposite of Oyer, which means Eish is Choshech, Eish is Laila. You understand? It says that when Hashem led the Jews through the desert, during the daytime they had the Onon, and at night they had the Eish, Lohoyer Haloila. So we see that Eish is synonymous with Laila. You understand? Laila is Moirei Eish. As is brought in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Zayin in Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Moirei Or, Moirei Eish. Ki b'mizroch hachama zoirachas, because we know that the sun sets, the sun rises in the east, u'b'mayrev shoykas, and it sets in the west. U'balaylo be'eis shkia soir hachama oz hizgabrus Moirei Eish. At night, after the sun has set, when the sun has gone down, that's when the Moirei Eish come up. The Alkink Siv B'Mishkon, the Eish Tihye Laila Boy. That's why it says that in the Mishkan they always had to have the Marocha burning, the fire burning, Lohoy, the Eish Tihye Laila Boy, so that for the nighttime they had light there. The Dafka to serve at night. Lahachnia Moirei Eish. There had to be an Eish burning in the Mishkan to be machnia, the bad Moirei Eish. Ukishem is gabrim chas v'shom ha-Moirei Eish. And when these Moirei Eish start doing their thing, they start becoming stronger. Zebechinas miut halavona upigimosa. That symbolizes the light of the moon becoming smaller and becoming defective. Ki halavona shlitos abalailo be'eis histalkos ha-Moirei. The moon is that lantern which serves at night. When the Moirei Or are absent and the Moirei Eish are active, that's when the light of the moon is serving. You understand? The moon is the lantern that's serving at night, which is the time when the Moirei Eish are usually active.
How detective is that?
We'll see in a minute. Valkein roitzen lehisachiz bo chas v'sholom ha-Moirei Eish sheshlitos balayla. Because of the fact that the moon is serving during the time of Moirei Eish, which is a time of Tumah in a sense, nighttime Klipos, therefore the Tumah and Klipos try to attach themselves to the moon. Utzrichim lehizgaber lehachmiah Moirei Eish. And every Jew has to see to it to push down, to subdue the Moirei Eish, that they should not succeed in attaching themselves to the moon. Shehi bechinas malchus. The moon symbolizes malchus. Bechinas habeis hamikdosh, which is synonymous with the beis hamikdosh. Bechinas Esther. Shenikras al shem ha-hastoro. Esther is called for the concept of hastoro, hidden. Shehi bechinas pigimas halavono bizman ha-golus, which corresponds to the concept of the moon, the light of the moon, being weak during the golus, during nighttime. Ki kol avoidosenu hulamalois pigimos halavono, because all the mitzvahs that every single Jew is supposed to do, part of the kavona is to be mashlim the or halavona, to fill up the light of the moon and restore it to its original whole level. Dehainu lahachmiya ha-moireyesh ulevatla min oylam, to subdue the moireyesh and get rid of them from the world. Va'oz yeh oir halavona koir achamor, and then the light of the moon will be equal to the light of the sun. Shezehu bechinas binyan ha-beis ha-mikdosh. This is the concept of building the Beis HaMikdosh. She'oz tismalei pigima salavona. When the Beis HaMikdosh will be rebuilt, that's when the pigam halavona will be filled. Ki oz yovoi Moshiach ben David, she'malchusay nimshal halavona. That's when Moshiach ben David will come, whose kingdom is compared to the moon. When we talk about the moon being the symbol of Malchus, the nature of the moon is that for the first 15 days of the month, it keeps getting bigger, larger, and larger, until on day 15, it becomes full, 100% full, and then from day 16 till day 29 or 30, it gets smaller and smaller, exactly as the Jewish kings worked. It's brought that Avram Avinu is the first one who's given the name Melech, in a sense, in the Torah. Yitzchak is number 2, Yaakov is number 3, Yehuda is number 4, and if you keep counting generations, if you look at the end of Rus, where it starts from Yehuda over there, if you count till David, David, Dalet Vav Dalet, is Begimatria 14. He's the 14th king. He's the 14th day of the month. And Shlomo HaMelech, his son, is 15th king. And during the Shlomo HaMelech's time, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Si HaRoba Shlomusa. The moon was full during the time of Shlomo HaMelech. The Beis HaMikdosh was built. The Malchus was Bishlemus. After Shlomo HaMelech, from his son, Rechavam, that's where we see the split in the kingdom, Rechavam and Yeravam, and it kept going lower and lower and lower, worse and worse and worse, until we come to the last king, Tzidkiyo HaMelech. What happened to him? He was blinded. Nebuchadnezzar took him into Golus and took away his eyes. Took away his eyes represents the light of the moon being lessened, that the oil of the Malchus being just about extinguished completely. Ki hakoil echod kanal, because all of this that we spoke about earlier is all one. Ki hamo'ireyesh hechrivu es ha-beis ha-mikdosh. It's the mo'ireyesh that destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh, shehu b'chinas Malchus David. The Beis HaMikdosh is the symbol of the kingdom of David HaMelech, b'chinas Lavona. It symbolizes the moon. Because the Me'orei Eish represent Pigima Salavona. They represent the defectiveness of the moon, because they cause it. And when the Yitna Zoicha to destroy the Me'orei Eish, Alidei Shemeshabrim Kol HaTaivois Rois, the Kol HaMidois Rois, Shemeshochem Midalad Yesoides Gashmin, when a Jew is Zoicha to fix, to correct, all his evil characteristics, which come from the Dalet Yesoidos, especially those that come from Eish, because we know the Satan is not called Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer, the Satan is called Chom. The Zohar HaKadosh gives him the nickname Chom, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Mechamim Gufei de Barnash. The Satan heats up the person to get him to commit sins. The major sins come from fire, Kas, Znus, all of those things come from a heat. The Zohar HaKadosh also says that the word Yitzra, the nickname of the Satan, is called Yitzra Bisha. The word Yitzra is Bigimatria Eish, exactly. To show that that's what the Satan is. He's Mo'ere Eish. He symbolizes this Eish Ra. So when a Jew is Zohar to fix up all of his Midos Rois, Ayidezeh Mevatlim Pigima Salavona, that's how we fix up the defectiveness of the moon. Then the moon is restored to its original light to be equal to the sun. The sun represents the Moirei Or. And then the kingdom of David will be restored to its original level. Because when a Jew succeeds at strengthening the oir over the eish, that's what brings a tikkun to everything. A tikkun to the Malchus, a tikkun to the Beis HaMikdosh, a tikkun to the Levono, everything gets corrected when we zecha to strengthen the oir over the eish.
This is talking about the tzaddik, right?
Excuse me?
He's talking about the tzaddik.
it's talking about both, because he said over here that when a Jew, alidei shemeshabrim kol hatayvos rois v'chol amidos rois tanimshoch midal yisodes gashmiim. Imagine now, who's the one who succeeds at doing this the most? The tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are the ones who have gotten rid of all the ra in their dalad yisodes. But so too, every single Jew, to the extent that he tries to be masakin the ra in the dalad yisodes by him, to that extent, he's participating in this miloy halavona, in fixing up the levona, in binyan beis hamikdash, in all of these tikkunim.
What about relative to other people, like kiruv and kiruv? Can a regular guy go out and do kiruv?
The answer is that Rabbeinu Zal talks about this in a few chapters. In fact, he talks about it relative to this. There's a Torah in Kodamana, I believe it's Tereches, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk Mashpil Rishoim. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal's quoted the pasuk Al Tischar Bamareim, and he says this means don't start up with Goyim. And the Gemara over there brings two interpretations. One interpretation is don't make fun of Goyim. Don't make fun of Goyim until Mashiach comes, because you be a big shot, you make fun of them, and they'll come back later at night and Chas Shem stab you. Okay, you know, don't start with them when the Yidden aren't on top, number one. And another interpretation of Al Tischar B'Mareim is don't get friendly with the Goyim. Don't make fun of them, and don't make fun with them. Don't play with them, because why? So the Gemara explains, because there's a pasuk that says Tacharish Kivala Tzadik Tacharish Kivala Rosho Tzadik Mimenu. Be quiet when you see a Rosho swallowing one who is more righteous than him, one is more religious than him. So the Gemara says over there, there are two kinds of tzaddikim. There's tzaddik mimenu, there's a tzaddik who's only more religious than the Rasha. He's not perfect, but he's more religious than the Rasha. That kind of tzaddik, the Rasha can swallow him. If the Rasha is in his state of power, if the tzaddik starts playing with him, instead of the tzaddik swallowing the Rasha can swallow the tzaddik. Whereas the Gemara says, tzaddik gomor enoi boileah. If a person is zocher to be tzaddik gomor, then the Rasha can't swallow him. Even when the Rasha is flying high, a tzaddik gomor, the Rasha can't swallow him. This is what it says in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah in the Kutimaran where he says about this, that what do we mean? What does this mean, lemaisa? Rabbeinu Zal says, there's a pasuk, mashpil rishoim adeoretz, that if you want to be able to lower the Rasha to the ground, you want to be able to be machnea him completely and get on top of him completely and thereby be able to fix him and bring him around, what you need is the first letters of Mashpil, Rishoim, Adei Oretz are the same as the first letters of Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor. That it's only the tzaddik, it's only the person who has fixed up completely his Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor, his Dalad Yisoides, all of his Midos, Rois, and everything. That's the only one who has rishus to play this game of mashpil rishoim adeoretz. If not, he's playing with fire, because he could get he could think he's going to go to the Russia to win him, and the Russia will win him in the process. Now, when Rabbeinu Zal says this in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal adds a very interesting. Rabbeinu Zal says the tzaddik v'chol hanil v'meilov, and those that are attached to the tzaddik. This is the wording in the Likutei Moran. V'alkein, ze ha-tzadik gomor. This tzadik gomor, v'chol hanil v'meilov, and all those that are solidly attached to him, mutorim lehizgarois v'rishoim. They can play, they can do battle with the rishoim. Ki ze ha-tzadik yochoy leirei l'toy ha-tzinoirois, shokol ha-midois roi shalem, shebir la-tzinoirois. Because this tzadik can get involved in the Russia's Eish, in the Russia's Ofor. The guy's depressed. He's super, super depressed, which means that by him, the Yisoid of Ofor is Mekulkol, very Mekulkol. If a regular person gets involved with that guy, could be that guy's Ofor is stronger than your Ofor. You go down to his Ofor and you get swallowed there, and you fall into depression. He starts telling you enough depressing things that he's involved, you know, that he fell in, you know, and that tzaddik could become depressed. But if a tzaddik was zeicher to be mesaken his Dalai Yisoido is 100%, then he doesn't have to be afraid to go down to the Rosh's Ofer or Eish or Mayim or Ruach, because the Beb in the Dalai Yisoido of the Rosh has nothing whatsoever to attach itself to. Now here again is that qualifier of Chol HaNilchemim. Each person has to be able to judge honestly, am I really attached to the Tzaddik? Or to what extent am I attached? To what extent do I know that what the Tzaddik says to do? And to what extent do I fulfill it? To that extent, a person is left to be nil v'melov, you know. V'zeh shenismach parshas chatzois leparshas achoydish. Now Rav Nosson Zalei adds another point. If you look in the Chumash, where it mentions Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZelechem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rosh Lechem, the topic of Chatzois is mentioned right there in the Chumash also, that B'chatzi HaLailo, I'm going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. That thing is right over there. K'al Yedei Kimas Chatzois Nichnoe Moirei Eish U'mizgabre Moirei Oyer Shaydei Zeh Mistakein HaKoel Kanal. Because through a person being zoicha to get up in middle of the night, we said again, nighttime is Moirei Eish. Middle of the night is the time when the Moirei Eish is strongest. And what does that Moirei Eish do to people? It puts them to sleep, solid sleep. A Jew who crashes his way out of that, who bursts his way out of that thick sleep, and makes night into day, that for him, that part of day when everybody's sleeping, for him that's daytime, he's learning, he's kiner mitzvah, he's doing learning during mitzvahs, he's machnia the moireyesh, and magber the moireyor, which is the solution, which is the tikkun for all the things we spoke about so far. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use all of this to explain a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a lot of instructions, he told him to do a lot of things, and a lot of different things that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do were very difficult, but Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a dummy. He was very smart, and he had no problem following instructions. You know, he didn't need to read the guidebook sometimes. You know, he knew how to do it. The Torah tells us, though, that there were three things that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do, and it wasn't enough. Like, even after Hashem told him, he couldn't figure it out. Hashem had to show him why, what, when, and how that ties into this. That's the next piece we're going to discuss here in the Likutei Halachos.
The size of the moon, the menorah,
and the shekel. Exactly.
That's Moshe.
The half shekel.
That's Moshe. Moshe.
Exactly. The first letters make up the word Moshe. The menorah. How to shape the menorah in the Mishkan, and the shekel, and chodesh, and hachodesh, kiddush hachodesh. As in the Chumash, it's hachodesh as elachem rosh chodesh. Those three things, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why.
So, as we follow up on this question, is Rav Nosson giving us the eighth?
Yes, go ahead.
Giving us these eights,
5 minutes, if possible.
To want to attach to the tzaddik, yeah. But to find the tzaddik in ourselves and also to do that work?
Both. And that's what Rav Nosson Zal, one of his strongest themes throughout the Likutei Halachos is, that any time Rabbeinu Zal mentions something, almost every single time that Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran speaks about the tzaddik emes doing certain things, each and every single Jew is supposed to try on his level to do those same, to connect to the same things.
Well, I mean,
there's certain unless you're told differently, unless he says this is only for him, not for anybody else. Here, Binyan Beis Hamikdash is a responsibility for every single Jew. Milui Halavona is a responsibility for every Jew.
So we should go out of the Beis Medrash on Purim.
On Purim, yes, he said that's why it's the custom of all Jews. He
no
said,
matter how low we may be holding, we're not going to get polluted by the Mitzrayim, or we're not going to.
Exactly, because on Purim there's this Chesed Chinam that's shining then, etc. That then it's Kol HaPoishet Yad Noisim Loi. That kind
hard
of
to make that change and say, it's, you know, it wasn't safe out there all the time, but now it's safe.
Correct.
Wow.
That's the reality. To know that, and again, some people think Yiddishkeit, it's one thing only. And one of the things you're going to learn in Likutei Halachos is that every day has its different avoid. Every holiday has its different avoidus, all plugging into the same Hashem, but just like two different Jews. One guy's a musician, one guy's a carpenter, and all serving Hashem, all funneling into the same Hashem.
They're both rigid and flexible at the same time.
It says about Dovra Melech, there's a pasuk that's quoted about, what's the pasuk? We just had it recently in an Ein Yaakov tape. The Gemara in Moed Kotten, which says that he was Adinoi Ho'etzni. There's a pasuk where it refers to Dovra Melech as Adinoi Ho'etzni. Adin means flexible. Etzni means like a piece of wood. So the Gemara says that Dovra Melech, when it came to learning Torah, he was like a worm. He made himself as flexible as a worm. You know how flexible a worm is? Like that. When he went out to battle, he was like an oak tree. Anybody slammed into him, they crashed. You know. You're going
to
see it in Likutei Halachos a lot of times that he's going to discuss this fact that you have to have two, one for this, one for that. You know, Baruch Hashem.
Exactly.
Baruch Hashem.
The Dalad Yisoidos,
No. This is a different thing. The Dalad Yisoidos are the four basic elements of creation: Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofa.
From which all the emotions come. Right?
There are three major taivas that Rabbeinu Zal discusses, which are money, niyuf, and achila. Those three are the major ones.